Mr. Crouch's eyes rolled forward onto Harry.
"Who? You?"
he whispered. "I'm a student at the school," said Harry, looking around at Crumb for some help, but Crumb was hanging back, looking extremely nervous.
"You're not his,"
whispered Crouch, his mouth sagging. "No," said Harry, without the faintest idea what Crouch was talking about.
"Dumbledore's?"
"That's right," said Harry. Crouch was pulling him closer. Harry tried to loosen Crouch's grip on his robes, but it was too powerful.
"Warden! Dumbledore!"
"I'll get Dumbledore if you let go of me," said Harry. "Just let go, Mr. Crouch, and I'll get him."
"Thank you, Weatherby. And when you've done that, I would like a cup of tea. My wife and son will be arriving shortly. We are attending a concert tonight with Mr. and Mrs. Fudge."
Crouch was now talking fluently to a tree again, and seemed completely unaware that Harry was there, which surprised Harry so much he didn't notice that Crouch had released him.
"Yes, my son has recently gained 12 OWLs. Most satisfactory." "Yes. Thank you. Yes. Very proud indeed. Now, if you could bring me that memo from the Andorran Minister of Magic, I think I will have time to draft a response."
"You stay here with him," Harry said to Crumb. "I'll get Dumbledore. I'll be quicker. I know where his office is."
"He is mad," said Crumb doubtfully, staring down at Crouch,
who was still gabbling to the tree, apparently convinced it was Percy.
"Just stay with him," said Harry, starting to get up.
But his movement seemed to trigger another abrupt change in Mr. Crouch, who seized him hard around the knees and pulled Harry back to the ground.
"Don't leave me,"
he whispered, his eyes bulging again.
"I escaped. Must warn. Must tell. See Dumbledore. My fault. Oh, my fault. Bertha. Dead. Oh, my fault. My son. My fault. Tell Dumbledore. Harry Potter. The Dark Lord. Stronger. Harry Potter."
"I'll get Dumbledore if you let me go, Mr. Crouch," said Harry. He looked furiously around at Crumb. "Help me, will you?"
Looking extremely apprehensive, Crumb moved forward and squatted down next to Mr. Crouch.
"Just keep him here," said Harry, pulling himself free of Mr. Crouch. "I'll be back with Dumbledore."
"Harry, won't you?"
Crumb called after him as Harry sprinted away from the forest and up through the dark grounds. They were deserted. Bagman, Cedric and Fleur had disappeared. Harry tore up the stone steps, through the oak front doors, and off up the marble staircase toward the second floor.